Chapter 14. Going Over the Clef. Sometimes it takes a long time to play like yourself. Miles Davis. What's a clef? A clef is a symbol used at the beginning of a musical staff to tell the reader which letter name goes with which line or space. The word clef didn't show up until around the middle 1500s. Clef is a French word that means key, as in, hey man, what key are we in? In early music, a letter was written at the beginning of the text of a plain chant. Remember monophonic music from the history chapter? The letter told the singer which note to start on. Around 1000 CE, some bright soul thought to draw a line from the letter all the way across the page so that you could tell if another note was above or below that guide note indicated by the letter. Then Guido di Arezzo added more lines and we had our staff. Over time, composers made that beginning letter more and more fancy until it no longer looked like a letter at all. That was probably when somebody in France in the middle of the 1500s decided to call them clefs. There are several different kinds of clefs: C clefs, treble clef, bass clef, and rhythm clef, also called the neutral or percussion clef. And example 1 shows a picture of each of these clefs. We'll only be learning the three most common ones: treble clef, bass clef, and the rhythm clef. Each clef, with one exception, has something that shows the letter name of one line. Because you now know how letter names are used in music, A through G, right, you can figure out what all the other letters are for that staff once you know the name of one line. For now, just remember a clef points to and names one line of the staff. I'll show you all the gory details when we go over each clef in its own chapter. Some clefs are used more frequently than others. We'll get the odd ones out of the way first so you can forget them more quickly. C clefs. To see the C clef, you can look at example 2 on the book's website. The C clef isn't used much anymore except by viola players, conductors, and occasionally trombone and bassoon players. It's pretty easy to imagine that this symbol looks like the letter C, which is what it used to be. It's also obvious which line is being indicated. That big arrow pointer in the middle is what tells you which line or space is middle C, also known as C4. This is because it's the fourth C from the left side of the piano keyboard. It's called middle C because it's in the middle of the piano and in the middle of the bass and treble clef staves, but we'll get to those details later. The C clef can be confusing at first because it's a movable clef. Depending on which line the clef indicates, the name of the clef is different. Confused? Don't worry too much about it. You don't really need to know much about these clefs, but it might be helpful to be able to identify them and know what they do. Of course, this is not true if you're going to play bassoon, trombone, conduct, or especially if you're going to be a viola player, because viola players use almost exclusively a C clef. Image 3 on this book's website shows you the soprano clef, which indicates the very bottom line of the staff, the tenor clef, which indicates the fourth line of the staff as middle C, and the alto clef, which indicates the middle line of the staff as middle C. Treble clef. You can see a treble clef as example 4 on this book's website. This is the most common clef. Remember up above when I said each clef has something about it that tells the letter name of a line? Well, with treble clef, it's the inner loop that circles the second line and gives it a name. What name, you ask? Well, what letter does the treble clef look like? Take a guess now and see if you're right. You'll find out all these fascinating details in the next chapter. The treble clef used to be a movable clef like the C clef, but has taken up permanent residence on that second line. Treble clef is used for instruments with a higher pitch. Some of them are piccolo, flute, clarinet, oboe, guitar, violin, French horn, saxophone, trumpet, and piano. And image 5 shows the treble clef on the staff and indicates the second line. Bass clef. This is image number 6 on the website. Here's the second most common clef. The head, that bulbous part, and the dots show which line the bass clef names, the fourth line. The bass clef was also once a letter. Which letter do you think it was? We'll go over the details of the bass clef 2 chapters from now. Bass clef is used for instruments with a lower pitch. Some of them are tuba, cello, double bass, trombone, bassoon, electric bass, and piano. Because of their large range between high and low, keyboard instruments like piano, organ, and synthesizer use both the treble and bass clefs. You'll get all the bass clefs details in Chapter 16. And Example 7 on the website, you can see a bass clef staff that indicates the fourth line. Rhythm clef. This is a clef that shows rhythms, not pitches, like the other clefs. You can see Example 8 on the book's website to see a rhythm clef. The academic name for this clef is the neutral clef. It's also called the percussion clef because it's used by percussionists, drummers, and for any instrument that doesn't produce a clear pitch, like gongs or cymbals or other non-pitched instruments. Notice how this clef carefully avoids indicating any one line. For clarity's sake, from here on, I'll call this a rhythm clef. The rhythm clef was never a letter and doesn't indicate any specific line because pitch is unnecessary for non-pitched instruments. And because of this, letter names aren't used with this clef. Sounds simple, right? Well, it is and it isn't. We'll go over the details of this clef in Chapter 17. And you can see on this book's website, Example 9, which shows a rhythm clef on the staff. Some instruments that use rhythm clef are drum set, small percussion, like tambourine, maracas, claves, triangle, vibraslap, güiro, etc. The list is nearly endless. Snare drum, bass drum, and pretty much anything you can hit to make a sound. A percussionist's instruments are everywhere. Moving on. Okay, once you've got the general details of clefs down, you'll be ready to chew more deeply into the juicy specifics of each clef. We'll start with treble clef in the next chapter. Chapter 14 Study Guide. Number 1. What did clefs used to be? Clefs used to be a letter at the beginning of a piece of music showing where a specific note is to be placed, except for the rhythm clef. Number 2. About when and where was the word clef first used? Mid-1500s in France. Number 3. What does a clef do? A clef names one line of the staff, which also names the rest of the staff. Number 4. What are the three most common clefs? They are treble clef, bass clef, and rhythm clef. Number 5. What line does the treble clef name? The treble clef loops around, naming the second line. Number 6. Which line does the bass clef name? Bass clef names the fourth line. Number 7. Which instruments use the rhythm clef? Drums and other non-pitched instruments use the rhythm clef. Number 8. Which line does the rhythm clef name? None. The rhythm clef does not indicate any line because it doesn't use note names. Number 9. On any scrap of paper, draw 5 treble clefs. At first, draw them neat and slow, but try one fast and messy. How fast can you draw one? Number 10. On the same piece of paper, draw 5 bass clefs. Same as number 9. Try it slow, try it fast. Number 11. On the same piece of paper, draw 5 rhythm clefs. Same thing, slow and fast. Number 12. Name 2 instruments that use treble clef. You have lots of possibilities. Some are flute, piano, guitar, trumpet, sax, piccolo, violin, French horn, oboe, clarinet, accordion, and on and on. Number 13. Name 2 instruments that use bass clef. Again, you've got a lot of options. Some possibilities are trombone, tuba, piano, bass guitar, acoustic bass, electric bass, bassoon, baritone, euphonium, timpani, double tenor steel drum. Lots of options. Number 14. You've been working hard. Go make yourself a snack. Practical use exercises. Number 1. On blank staves that you write yourself or which you can print from this book's website, draw a line of treble clefs, a line of bass clefs, and a line of rhythm clefs. Experiment. See how fast you can make each one and still have it look like a clef, indicating the correct line that each clef indicates. Number 2. Invent your own clef.